Hello and welcome to episode 3.4 of Signify Nothing. This week we found out that Mark, the singer of Out Cold, had recently passed away. Out Cold are one of the best hardcore bands ever. Their first three albums can stand up to any other band's recorded material easily. I only got to see them once, back in the 90s, along with Breakdown and some other pretty bad bands. And only a few of my friends watched them. Most of the crowd was hanging out outside. 150 people watched fucking One-Sided War, but only 4 or 5, or, let's say less than 10 people watched Out Cold. It was pretty disgraceful. My friend Dan Scheme turned me on to Out Cold. The same day he turned me on to Infest. Good day. Back in, I think, like late 95, early 96, something like that. We'd just become friends, and he'd been turning me on to a lot of cool bands. And I was pretty blown away. I picked up their self-titled record, and wow, it was really good. And like I said, I only got to see them the one time, which is unfortunate. They played out a bit, I think, around in Jersey, New York, but I just never really got to see them. I'm not really much of a show type these days, so in recent, especially, say in the last 5, 10 years, I'm not really much of a showgoer, so I didn't really get to see them besides that one day, and as I always say, and then Breakdown played. So we're gonna, to open up as a tribute to Mark, who I got to meet once or twice, and he seemed like a really nice guy. I used to email back and forth with another member of Out Cold, and who was very cool. His name was John. So we're going to play a bunch of Out Cold songs, and this is going to open up. The song is called Nothing Left to Say.
Nothing left to say.
two quick stories about Out Cold. First off, I was supposed to interview Out Cold at one point. I forget what happened. I think it was for Parade Brigade fanzine number 4 that never came out. We've kind of published some of the unreleased bits over the years on Signifying Nothing. There's still a little more to do with that if I ever get around to transcribing audio tapes. God, that's so tedious. Ugh. How did we used to do that? And I think I was going to interview them at a show, and it might have gotten canceled, or somehow I ended up not going, and then it just never happened, and Parade Brigade went down in flames in the summer of 2001. So that was the end of that. My second story about Out Cold is when I saw Out Cold, one of the coolest things I thought about this band, and I was just telling some friends this the other day, and they definitely agreed, was that when they got up to play, they just real quietly set up, and I think the only words Mark said the whole set was, "We're out cold," and they just went flaming into their set. This was a time period, you have to remember, when every shitty youth crew band or whatever would be like, "Yo, man, we're..." insert crappy band. "We got shirts and records for sale, dude! Yeah, man! And, yo, this song goes out to..." You know, insert some douchebag that, you know, you could give a fuck about or hate, which was often me. It was usually the hate part. "Yo, man, we got a new record coming out! Yeah, let's fuck shit up in the pit, mosh, dude!" And by the fall of 1998, it was abundantly clear that I really was getting away from that kind of band. So to see a band just kind of get up there and say, "Hi, we're Out Cold," and just go to it, that was something I really needed at the time. And I was gravitating more towards bands like that, that just didn't give a fuck and just played and didn't do a bunch of bullshit on stage. I still gravitated towards bands like that occasionally. I tried very hard to still kind of grasp into that kind of stuff, but then I realized that it was all just bullshit. That was another one of the reasons why I really liked the band Full Speed Ahead, besides the many other reasons. They were another band that they just fucking played, and it didn't really matter what you thought of them or, you know, any kind of bullshit reactions that, you know, they would have or the crowd would have. They just played. And I really grew to appreciate bands like that. So now that we've taken care of our tribute to Mark from Out Cold, we're going to start off with where we would have started off. And this is from the New Breed comp. Again, we played a track from the New Breed comp, I believe, last week. But we're going to play the band Beyond. And I really like this version of Seasons a lot better than the one on the LP, so the song is called Seasons. We'll be right back. The Sinker record, that was Ignition doing Rebuilding. Before that, we had Black Flag doing I've Heard It Before. And opening up from the New Breed compilation, we had Beyond doing Seasons. Next up, we're going to play the band Iron Age. This is a song from their new record, The Sleeping Eye. Well, I guess it's newish still, let's argue, within the last year or so. This song is called Dispossessed. That was a pretty awesome new band from Massachusetts. They're called Waste Management. That song was called No Way Out. Before that, we had Oi Polloi doing Hands Off Nicaragua. I was wondering, about a year ago, I was having dinner with a friend who I hadn't seen in a while, and we were talking about some pretty random bands, and Oi Polloi came up, and she said, "Boy, I wonder if the kids even know what that song is about these days." And I said, "That's a good point. They probably don't these days." And opening up from their new album, The Sleeping Eye, we had Iron Age with the song Dispossessed. So next up, we're going to play a couple of newer Portland bands. These bands all have members of the band Tragedy. We're going to open up with the band Warcry. The song is called Hellish Slaughter. While Signifying Nothing was on that 3-year hibernation, Mind Eraser got really, really good. That song was called Spear. It was from the Prodigal Son Brings Death record. Before that, we had two Portland bands, Trauma, with a song called No Hope, No More. That band reminds me a lot of Death Threat. I'm looking forward to more recorded output from them. And before that, we had Warcry with a song called Hellish Slaughter. Both of those bands feature members of Tragedy. Next up, we're gonna play one of the best bands of the 90s that went into the new decade a little bit. This is from their record Purpose Lost. This song is also called Purpose Lost. The band is from Albany, New York. They're called Devoid of Faith. And this song, I already said this, but this song is called Purpose Lost.
We'll be right back.
from the Victims of a Bomb Raid record, which is one of my favorite hardcore records. That was Anti-Cymix with Desperate Hours. Before that, from the Rebuilding compilation, we had No Escape doing Silenced, and opening up we had Devoid of Faith with Purpose Lost from the Purpose Lost record. So next up, we're going to play another compilation song, this time from the Pus Mort Sampler. This is one of my favorite, at least their early material, one of my favorite bands as well. This band is called Attitude Adjustment. This song is called Destruction's Eve. We'll be right back. was a band I don't think we've ever played before. That was World Burns to Death doing a song called Blood and Dishonor. And before that, we had 5051 with a song called El Salvador. That's from the Our Blowout compilation. And opening up from the Pusmort sampler was Attitude Adjustment with Destruction's Eve. That's going to wrap things up for Signifying Nothing this week. We are located online at sn.wpwen.com. You can check out some reviews up there. We'll have our first flyer memory up probably this Friday. It's going to go up, it looks like, on the schedule, and that'll be about that Out Cold show that I was talking about a little while ago. So we're going to end things off, kind of on another bummer, but this was the way I had prepped the show. So I think it would be kind of, stupid to move things around, but I want to play the band DFL48. I've been thinking a bit about Mia Zapata lately, the singer of the Gits, who passed away in 1993, as you've probably heard. Every so often, my mother will be watching one of those. She watches those channels. It can basically be summarized as, the murders that happen in towns where you never thought it would happen, and it's just like 24 hours of that shit. And they have shows about Mia Zapata, who was raped and murdered in 1993, just after the Gits put out their second album. And I remember this was one of the first things I remember breaking when I got into, I guess, underground music, punk, whatever, hardcore, I guess. A friend came into school on a Monday and said, told us that they'd heard what had happened on the internet. Back when I wasn't even on, well, I was kind of online at that point, but kind of not. But she came in and we were devastated. The only other time I remember feeling that crushed was when Rabies died. And it was, I mean, I was like 13 or 14, and it was just like, wow, because I know it's pretty cliche at this point to say, but the Gits were about to explode. They were going to be the next kind of big crossover alternative punk whatever band. They were gonna be a really big band. And that happened, and then the members kind of reformed a bit later as DFL48 and put out an EP that's kind of equal parts Gits sounding songs that are kind of melodic, and a couple of the songs are more in the kind of Motorhead, almost Discharge vein, pretty fast stuff. You can tell, even by the Gits, you can tell that they were definitely raised on hardcore, and you've seen them on flyers with cool bands. I know there's a flyer that's gotten around a lot with them. They played a bunch of shows with Poison Idea, I know, and stuff like that. So we're gonna end things off with the band DFL48. And, see you next week and whatnot.